Hello. Greetings from Great Britain. First of all, I would like to thank RIB and ORL and DFG VK, all the peace groups who've invited us here and whose financial help has made it possible for us to be here today. So we've travelled from Nottingham, small city in the middle of England, and I want to tell you about our campaign against Heckler & Koch in Nottingham. But first, a bit of history. The Royal Ordnance Factory in Nottingham produced artillery, guns and shells for World War I and World War II. In 1969, Heckler & Koch made one of its infamous licensed production deals with Royal Ordnance in the UK, so that where Heckler & Koch in Germany was restricted by the federal government from exporting, the Royal Ordnance could make the Heckler & Koch weapons under license and ship them, thereby getting around German export restrictions. Hundreds of thousands of these weapons were supplied to countries that the German government did not allow Heckler & Koch to deal with, such as in the 70s, Nigeria and Kenya, and in the 80s, Sudan. In 1987, the privatised Royal Ordnance was sold to Britain's largest arms company, British Aerospace, and a new small arms facility was built in Nottingham. One of its first jobs was to make MP5 submachine guns that later turned up in the Bosnian War. In 1991, British Aerospace acquired Heckler & Koch, which then took over the Nottingham small arms factory and continued using it to evade German arms export restrictions, producing weapons that were used in human rights violations in Ecuador and Indonesia. Between 1998 and 2000, Turkey was licensed to produce 600,000 Heckler & Koch assault rifles, despite the country's well-known military oppression of the Kurdish minority. So, in May 2000, 11 people staged the first demonstration against Heckler & Koch in Great Britain, leafleting workers at the Royal Ordnance Factory in Nottingham. In 2002, British Aerospace, now called BAE Systems, sold Heckler & Koch to private investors. The Royal Ordnance Factory in Nottingham was closed down. But Heckler & Koch stayed in Nottingham. They tried to keep their new location secret, but it was rediscovered by anti-arms trade activists in 2007. A little investigation revealed that an unsignposted warehouse near to the university hospital was being used as an international sales office and distribution depot. No signs, no address publicly available. We weren't sure that it was them, so we decided to go and pay them a visit. From the outset, it was clear that the police were very protective of Heckler & Koch. 5 minutes after I buzzed on the intercom and asked, "Hello, is that Heckler & Koch?" three police cars arrived. I was surrounded by officers, some of them armed, and when I refused to tell them what I was doing there, they threatened to arrest me under the Terrorism Act. That was when we knew we'd found Heckler & Koch. So we decided to get some people together, and using our local social centre as a base, we organised a demonstration. So the next time we went back to Heckler & Koch, we went back with 40 people, with banners and placards and megaphones and flyers, and we were met at the gates of Heckler & Koch by the same number of police, some mounted on horseback. The company closed down for the afternoon. So Nottingham has had problems with gun crime. It's got a reputation for gun crime, and a lot of Nottingham people, we believe, would be outraged to learn of the presence of Heckler & Koch in the city. But nobody knows about it. It's a secret. So with this in mind, we sent out press releases. Local newspapers, radio and TV were interested. Interviews were arranged. Photographers were booked. And then before publication, media outlets suddenly started to drop the story. It was the same when we organised a large demonstration next year. We turned up with 70 people. Once again, we tried to get the media coverage. And we found out this is what was happening behind the scenes. When reporters from the newspapers or TV or radio phoned up Heckler & Koch to ask for a statement or comment on what they thought about the demonstration, the man on the phone said, "No, we will tell you nothing, and we advise you to talk to your editor before you run this story." Then, immediately after that, within 10 minutes, the media outlets received phone calls from Nottinghamshire Police warning them that it would be irresponsible for them to reveal the location of Heckler & Koch in Nottingham. They failed to stop all the coverage, and we still have been reported in local newspaper, radio and TV, and through our own independent media network, Indie Media. And we're not going away. Since May 2008, we've had monthly pickets outside Heckler & Koch. We've investigated trying to get the company evicted, and we're now going to be also campaigning against the landlord of Heckler & Koch. We distributed thousands of leaflets to the people of Nottingham, who are always shocked to learn of the arms company's presence, and we are challenging the police censorship of the media. Some people ask us, what's the point of this campaign? The company Heckler & Koch is too big and powerful, and if you shut down this factory, then they'll just open another one somewhere else, maybe somewhere else in Britain, somewhere else in another country. And my answer is this. Just by pursuing our campaign, we're raising public awareness about Heckler & Koch and about the small arms industry in general. This bad publicity could lead to reduced investment and loss of profit, as it has done with other arms companies that have been targeted by similar campaigns in the UK. Public scrutiny could lead to tighter regulation of arms exports, and closing the Nottingham office would be a serious blow for Heckler & Koch, disrupting their operations, costing them dearly, and rallying anti-arms trade campaigners elsewhere. If the company opens a new facility elsewhere, then it must be opposed there too, and it can be. And that is the key. The arms industry is global, and so opposition to the arms industry needs to be global as well. And so that's why we've travelled from Nottingham to be here this weekend.